If you're looking for a Democrat in the Texas State House, try over the border in Ardmore, Oklahoma. More than 50 Democrats are protesting a Republican push for redistricting by refusing to return to Austin. Without the Democrats, the legislature can't do business. Christy Hoppe is a reporter in Austin for the Dallas Morning News. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are the Democrats still AWOL?
They are still AWOL. They say they're not coming home until after Thursday when the redistricting bill would die because of parliamentary procedural rules.
Well, explain what's going on.
Well, we have a Republican majority in the House for the first time in 131 years. The Republicans already control the Senate and the governor's office and virtually every state office. So what you have is a shift in power, and it's the old story of they have failed to communicate in the House, and the middle is removed, and the Democrats are frustrated, and the Republicans say, how do you think we've felt for the last 131 years? So the Democrats don't have the numbers to stop any bill, but they do have the numbers to stop a quorum, and so they've hightailed it north.
Well, can Texas send the Texas Rangers into Oklahoma and round them up?
Well, the Department of Public Safety they're ready to transport them back, as it were, anytime they feel like they want to come back, and they're there as a constant reminder of how much they're wanted here in Texas. But other than that, they have no authority to actually arrest them and carry them across the state border.
Well, how do their constituents feel about all this?
Well, it's a mixed review. Obviously, they would like their lawmakers here working. They would like not to be embarrassed by a division of our legislature running across the border and having this Red River divide. But there are a lot of people who say, why are we fighting about redistricting now and shoving a redistricting plan through the House when there are so many other issues that need to be resolved, including a budget with a $9.9 billion deficit. So the Democrats are saying, we're ready to work on those bills. We have had quite enough of the Republican partisan far-right agenda, and therefore we won't come home until we're ready to work on business that affects all Texans.
Can this be resolved somehow? Can the Republicans offer the Democrats something in exchange or something?
They could offer to pull down the redistricting bill, but House Speaker Tom Craddock doesn't want to. He says the majority of members want a redistricting plan. They want this redistricting plan, which would give, which has been pushed by U.S. Representative Tom DeLay. It would give Republicans up to 4 more congressional seats in Texas. It would be quite a prize for the Republicans. That's what they want. They don't understand why the majority should be thwarted on their mission, and so they have very little patience with this Democratic walkout.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Christy Hoppe is a reporter for the Dallas Morning News.